From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Polls react to Trump's speech. The president gave a speech last night noted for its restrained rhetoric and measured tone. With more on the day after, Jeff Custer files this report.
In his nationally televised address, Trump laid out his legislative priorities, including a $1 trillion plan to upgrade U.S. infrastructure, a $54 billion increase in military spending, as well as tax cuts. As the president and the leaders gathered, the president's message to reporters was short and to the point.
Thank you very much. We're just here to start the process. It begins as of now, and we think we're going to have tremendous success.
There are already signs Trump will not get all he wants. Amid reports that the State Department would see its budget slashed by as much as 38%, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters Tuesday he would not support such cuts. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Two early polls are giving the president high marks for his address Tuesday night before that joint session of Congress. A CBS YouGov poll found more than three-quarters of those who viewed the televised speech approved of it, while 82% thought it was presidential. Now, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer offered this perspective.
His speeches are always totally detached from reality. He talks to the working folks of America. They were his main constituency. But the way he's governed has been totally with the hard right special interests against the working people.
The CBS News YouGov poll also found that 61% of the respondents felt more optimistic about what President Trump would do after the speech, although the address lacked specifics about his policy proposals. For more on the speech, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghan officials say a group of heavily armed Taliban suicide bombers have assaulted a district police headquarters in western Kabul, sparking a fierce gun battle with security forces. The coordinated insurgent raid, which began with a suicide car bombing at the entrance of the facility, has left several people dead and dozens wounded. A Taliban spokesman took credit for the violence, saying the group's fighters inflicted heavy casualties on Afghan forces. The insurgent group also often provides an inflated casualty toll to the media. Malaysia charged two women with murder Wednesday in connection with the death of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The Indonesian and Vietnamese nationals said they are innocent and they believe they were taking part in a prank for a TV show. They each face the death penalty if convicted. Kim Jong-nam died February 13, shortly after the two women allegedly smeared what Malaysian authorities say was a VX nerve agent on his face at the Kuala Lumpur airport. A new United Nations investigative report accuses Syria and its ally Russia of multiple war crimes for deliberately targeting hospitals and destroying vital civilian infrastructure during daily airstrikes over several months of eastern Aleppo. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva on the latest report by the Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Syria.
The report covers the period between July and December when the Syrian and Russian air forces relentlessly bombed eastern Aleppo. Chairman of the Independent Commission, Paolo Pinheiro, says civilians were deliberately targeted.
Of submunitions that each cluster bomb release, their use in such a densely populated area, as I said, as eastern Aleppo city, amounts to the use of an indiscriminate weapon constituting the war crime.
Pinheiro says the report also documents Syria's use of chlorine-filled barrel bombs on civilian inhabited areas. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Most of the UN report dwells on the mass violations and deliberate destructive actions by Syria and Russia, but it also condemns some armed groups for preventing civilians from leaving the city. It calls the use of civilians as human shields also a war crime. Tensions are increasing between Berlin and Ankara over claims that Turkey's been using Islamic preachers in Germany to spy on supporters of Fethullah Gulen, the U.S.-based cleric who President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accuses of orchestrating last July's failed coup against him. German police raided the homes last week of four imams suspected of collecting information on members of Gulen's religious movement. The authorities say the spying in Germany by clerics paid by the Turkish government is part of a broader espionage effort. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.